أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
For the Sufis, this is a very famous point. Allah's creation, serve them, and whilst you serve them, yourself, eventually you'll become a person who himself, you'll be become on that status that the dunya will start to serve you. So this is not just a saying, rather the awliya Allah, the pious friends of Allah, if we see in their company, totally you will find this tafsir, this commentary of this saying, that how in their company, in their midst, with regards to the creation, people, how they are served. If we see the environment in the Khanqah, the scenery, the environment that I myself saw in the Khanqah of my Hazrat Shaykh Sahab Rahmatullah, then the unique thing that you could see there was khidmat, service, assisting. To this level, there was the passion for khidmat, for serving, for assisting. Hazrat Nurullah Marqadu, the people, how much Hazrat had the passion for that person was amazed, that himself he had difficult life, poverty, for a few days no food, no bread. But when a guest would come, then Hazrat would have extreme worry for that guest. And if that guest's food had not been prepared for or arranged until that time, Hazrat Sahib would not be relaxed or calm. And he'd promote this, encourage this. I experienced this. That whichever status of a person came, because Hazrat Sahib would respect highly the muftiyan, the scholars, the respected scholars, people would come from Madinatul Munawwara, high status people who would come for Hazrat Sahib's ziyarah and to get the bayah from Hazrat Sahib. They would come for that purpose, and there was a famous personality who I saw myself, and he's a famous personality of Medina, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah. Now he himself, he had his own series order, and in Medina he had a great status, and he was Qiyam, he was living there, he had murids in Medina, and he had a silsila himself. But he got the hint, he got the direction from the blessed road of the Prophet ﷺ, and he came to Dera Ghazi Khan, Gharai Sharif, to my Hazrat's Khanka, and he came to present himself to learn Naqshbandi silsila about the order. So great personalities would come, and Hazrat Sahib would arrange for all of them. Where did the money come from? How did he give? We were ourselves surprised that Allah Ta'ala, that how Allah Ta'ala Subhanallah would accept his khidmat and give to him to provide. I saw myself, the one person, it was the winter climate, winter days, and after Isha, it was in the desert environment, after Asr, after Maghrib, it's very quiet, deserted. Isha is far from that. And he was a person who was a guest, he visited, and he mentioned to Hazrat Sahib that, I want to stay the night. So he was a guest, he came in the night, and this was Hazrat Sahib's situation. That, how would Hazrat Sahib prepare for him, the food for him in the evening? But subhanAllah, after a while I saw that a big tray, bowl, and I was also staying in the Khanqah at that time, I was sat in the corner, and the Mawlana Sahib, the bowl came to him, and it was hot bread, naans. And Hazrat Sahib, he looked at me, he said, come, you come and have some food as well for Tabarak. He didn't say, come to eat. He said, just take one or two morsels, Tabarakun, blessedness, for the blessings. So I was also waiting for the hint, because the food came from Hazrat Sahib's house. How can a person leave that? So the whole bowl was full of the milk and the cream from Hazrat Sahib's house. And I knew there was nothing else in the house, and he was smiling and eating the guest and the cream, and he was mixing it with the sugar and with the roti, with the naan bread. And he said that Hazrat Sahib knows about my preference, that I like cream, malai, that Hazrat Sahib's kashf, that he sent me cream, malai to eat. And I was saying that this, why do we see this amongst the khanqas and the Sufis environment? Khidmat-e khalq, service to the humanity, service to human beings, the creation of Allah. We especially, you will see that in the environment of the khanqa, like our grandfather Sheikh Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh Rahmatullah Alayh. An event about him that I remember, and it's written in the kitabs, in the books, that look at the barakah in his food, and that food that was there, that whatever food was made as langar, which was the dinner after the dhikr, so much barakah Allah Ta'ala inserts into that food that we cannot imagine. And it's not about today barakah. Yeah, barakah is not for today. It's not around today. Because this all it relies on the fairs, and this fairs continued from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. It's not something that we've made up today. No. That all of this fairs, the blessings, all of the benefit, it comes from the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. He is the fountain of fairs and blessings. He taught us akhlaq. He taught us how to serve people and assist people. And from him, all the message came and the teaching came. And look at that, his style of hosting the guest. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states, this is a famous hadith, subhanAllah, that I was very hungry, extremely hungry, so hungry. And Hazrat Abu Huraira was a poor man, and he said that Masjid Nabawi, that I was lying down, I was frail, shriveled up, difficult for me to breathe. This is the meaning of the hadith I'm telling you. And I couldn't ask for anybody, but I saw that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was coming, and I thought, okay, I'll seek out an excuse and speak to him, and maybe he will understand what I'm saying, and he'll offer me something. And so he said, I went to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, I went close to him, near to him, and I said, this verse of the Quran, which verse is that you know? Could you just tell me that verse? And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he explained that verse, then he explained it and went ahead, went further. He said, oh, I was down. I saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu coming, and I went close to him and asked him something, a question, maybe he'll understand my hint. And he gave me the response, and he went further. He continued on, subhanAllah. He said, then after that, I saw, subhanAllah, that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was coming, approaching, smiling. He was smiling on his face, rahmatul lil alamin. He was coming, and he was smiling on whilst he was coming, and he came close to me. He said, Abu Huraira, come with me, and keep on coming with me. So I understood the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of my issue, and even though I did not tell him, subhanAllah. And Rasulullah went home. There was nothing there apart from a bowl of milk. So the Prophet ﷺ said, what's this? He said, the Hazrat Abu Huraira said, what's this? And Rasulullah said, this, somebody sent this as a gift for you, one bowl of milk. And when he saw that, he said to me, go, all of the companions who sat on the Ashab-e Suf, the raised platform, called them. That was a whole group, a jama'ah. Congregation, they were always hungry, the Sahaba, the companions who sat on the Ashab-e Suf. They were Sufis. Allahu Akbar. So as Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu said, that I was looking at the bowl of milk, it's just a small bowl of milk, and there are more than 70 Sahabi in Ashab-e Suf. They are also hungry, and the Prophet is inviting all of them to partake from this bowl. What's this? That how will this be distributed? Anyway, he said, it was the order. I went there and I called everybody. Everybody sat down, and that bowl of milk was presented. Subhanallah, that bowl of rahmah, mercy. Subhanallah. So he said that it wasn't even given to me. Rasulullah said, start to give it to the people. Distribute this. He said, I took that bowl and I went close to every companion. It was the order of the Prophet ﷺ that drink this to your fill. So every companion, they were all hungry. And the Ashab-e Sufa, they all sat there hungry, thirsty. They all started to drink from that bowl one by one, and they continued to drink to their full to the field. And I thought that when that bowl comes to me, it will finish. When the bowl came to me, Rasulullah said, Abu Huraira, drink. And drink as much as you can. When I saw the bowl was as full as before, I took the bowl and I drank the milk. I drank as much as I could. I drank plentiful. Rasulullah said, have you finished? He said, yes, I've drank enough. Rasulullah said, drink more. I drank more. Nabi Sallallahu said, drink more. He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, I'm full. Rasulullah said, no, drink more. I started to drink again. Rasulullah said, drink more. Oh, Prophet of Allah, I'm full. I'm full. I can't drink any more. So then Rasulullah said, subhanAllah. That process ended. So this is what we will see amongst the Sufis in their khidmat, in their presence. Just like our grandfather, Sheikh Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, Rahmatullah, was mentioning to his event. And the Darvesh, the disciples had come, the devotees had come, there was nothing to eat. And they'd come to the Khanqah for the ziyarah. And the special murids, they said, the close murids, they said that there was some spinach, some a little bit of spinach leaves there, nothing else. In a sort of sack or in a bag. So Hazrat was lying there. He said, have the guests come? They said, yeah, many guests have come. And there was dhikr in the evening, Thursday night, Friday night, the night of Friday, big majlis, people would come far and wide. So Hazrat turned to the side and said, that today you will be given pilau. Pilau? And Hazrat said, I was surprised, that where would pilau come from? The special attendant said, he knew there was nothing, there was just some leaves of the spinach that were present. He said, that's all I saw. So that spinach, the leaves were cooked. He said, I went and announced to all everybody that today, Hazrat's langar, the food will be pilau. Hazrat said that today pilau will come. So all the fakirs, mashallah, the devotees, they were very happy. The Hazrat sahab said that pilau will come. They said, we sat there waiting. And from Asr, we were waiting Maghrib. Until that time, nothing came. Maghrib passed. And then Isha came close, and totally close. And then they saw that the food started to be distributed. The plates came out, and there was spinach there. And the spinach, sarson spinach. And more guests had come from outside. And they said, when we started to eat, then we could see the spinach, but it was pilau. Subhanallah. And it was so nice. And subhanAllah, everyone said, what great pilau, the taste, delicacy of pilau. Allah Ta'ala put the taste into it. So this is the khidmat-e khalq, service to the creation of Allah. Why do we see these great events and examples in the company? Because this was the great and superior and high level practice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was to accommodate the guests. High level ibadah. SubhanAllah. Man kana yawmil, the people who have belief in the hereafter, those who believe in Allah and His Rasulullah, then that person will host his guests. He should do this. In other words, it's lazim to serve the guests, that it shows and demonstrates the iman of the person, that he believes in Allah and his Rasulullah and the belief of the hereafter. This confirms that person's belief when he accommodates a guest, serves a guest. Khidmat-e khalq, serving the creation, holds a very high status, high reward, high rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He likes this very much, that a person, he receives a guest and he feeds somebody who's hungry. He assists somebody, he serves someone, somebody in the makhluk. This gives a very high rank to a person, and this is the high stage of taqwa, high level of taqwa. That if a person has develops this quality, that even if he stays hungry himself, but he feeds other people. SubhanAllah. If he stays hungry himself, but he looks at the stomachs of others, that their stomach should be filled. And today in this age of selfishness and up and down, we just desire whatever there is, I want it to be mine. Whatever there is, I want it to be mine. Forget about giving our own food to others. We see other people's wealth should be ours as well. So where will taqwa come from? Allah Ta'ala says that I want to make you a muttaqi. Now how do I want to make you a muttaqi? In Ramadan, during Ramadan. And how during Ramadan? Through the fast. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ramadan and the fast to make us muttaqis, then definitely in the fast, There will be full preparation, and there will be the capability of the fast that in the 30 days of Ramadan, when a person keeps the 30 fast of Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a passion within that person, a desire, a spark that he develops the desire to serve the creation of Allah. Because he wants to become a muttaqi, and if he doesn't develop that, then you could just say that the fast were just like this and he did not get to the real objective. So these changes should come in us during Ramadan. The improvement should develop within us during Ramadan. The fast should encourage this change within us. Then our Ramadan will be accepted. How can a fast be developed? Look, if we look further, the Prophet ﷺ praised this month, and in this month that Rasulullah ﷺ said that assist to break the fast of a fasting person. And anybody who breaks the fast of a person, gives the food to his fast, then he will get more reward than freeing a slave, and all of his sins will be forgiven. Look at the great reward of khidmat-e-khalq, to serve the humanity. And if we want to see this, then sometime during Ramadan, go to Haramain Sharif, the holy sites, and see how this takes place. Totally you will see this, alhamdulillah, there. That all the people who are there, shuyukh, and people with wealth, the Arabs, and they have their bags, their luggage, and after Asr it starts, sometimes after Dhuhr, you'll see this start. And they have so many bags, and then they unravel the dastarkhwan, the food mat. The food is placed and laid out across the mats. You'll see all types of food, and you have not just dates and water, you have other, inside there's dates and water, and other just small items, but outside you have ijazah, permission to give everything. And they themselves, the mashayikh, the shuyukh, the wealthy people, they are begging others, pleading them, people who are poor with torn clothes, please, please come to us, please. They are begging them, pulling them, and encouraging them, they're saying to them, and they're saying to others that please go out and call people and pull them, push them toward this one. There's no doubt there's thawab for this, but no. That is that passion that Allah Ta'ala has developed within a person who is fasting, that subhanAllah, that I want to assist in breaking the fast of these people. I want to give the food to fill his stomach. It's not for the reward, it's that passion, that desire to assist. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you give the food to break the fast for one fasting person, you will get the reward of freeing a slave, and the sins, your sins will be forgiven. And from that, a few people requested, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we consider that that we think that we have to give the full meal and the dishes, and then we'll get the thawab, but we don't have this much. And what a great response. And the fakirs, those people who are the friends of Allah, those true people who serve their murids, their devotees, their disciples. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that there were people like that there. They said, we don't have enough food or drink, then we will lose out with this reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that even if you give a sip of milk to that person, the fasting person, or even if you give one date and you allow him to do iftar, it's not necessary that you have to give them to their fill. Even then you will get that thawab. That same person will get that thawab. All of his sins will be forgiven. And the next reward is beautiful, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala will allow him to drink so much from my hold that he will never, from my pond, that he will never feel thirsty after that again. Imagine the jazba, the passion for this service. That subhanAllah, fasting, it develops the jazba, the passion to serve human beings. It develops that emotion, so much thawab to assist, to give, to serve someone, to break their fast, to give them food. If a person doesn't have clothes, to give him clothes. If a poor soul, for example, there are many people who don't, they're not used to extending their hands, they stay in their homes, and they have a long age, and they're from good families, and they don't ask from anybody. They don't beg. So it's fard, compulsory for us people, that whichever people they are, whoever they are, that for a Muslim it's compulsory that we look around us. Who are the people who don't have anything? They don't have the means, they don't have the resources. I swear by Allah, if in our society this feeling was to develop, this recognition was to develop, awareness, nobody would be poor. Nobody from outside this country would need to come here to work, because Allah Ta'ala has made this system. Allah Ta'ala has created us in such a way that somebody has been given more, somebody less, somebody more. Allah Ta'ala has made that difference, and that's why to make the equilibrium, Allah has made this ibadah, by which if somebody is extremely wealthy, then he should think that this is not all mine. Rather, there's a share for the poor people Allah Ta'ala has given to me. Why has he given this to me? So that I shouldn't consider this my own. This has been given to me for this reason, that when you give to these poor people, then you'll be given this reward, this thawab. Just like you'll get the thawab reward for when you give even the date to a fasting person to break the fast. The Prophet ﷺ stated that thawab, the person will be given so much to drink from my pond that after that he will never be thirsty. So if a wealthy person has been given wealth, riches, he shouldn't consider that's all his. That's the biggest mistake. So much money Allah gives to him through his shop or factory, and his gold is gathered. It's not his in reality. Allah Ta'ala has given him an opportunity that you should spend this with your hands and attain this maqam status, or lock it up in a safe and leave it for those people who will enjoy themselves with your money and waste their money and commit sins. That's it. So distribution, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has put that capacity within us, but that desire has diminished within us. The passion has diminished. The passion to serve people, if we had that passion and we had that desire and yearning, and we understand it's a great ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has given. Rather, Allah Ta'ala says, Iman and yaqeen, certainty, is demonstrated by assisting the humanity and the muttaqeen, the friends of Allah. In their company, you'll see this practice. If you're ever their guest, you go to their khanka, you will see this. Spend the night in their khanka, you will see this. They'll serve you, assist you, that you won't get one inch of difficulty. You'll get food on time. You'll get what you desire, and alongside that, you'll get the name of Allah. He'll teach you the name of Allah as well. Why? Because they know, they realize that Allah Ta'ala has created that passion in them. That's why they've got that maqam. They've served, and that's why they've become what they are. That's why they're selected by Allah. They've got the high ranks, this great status that they've got, and they've got the opportunity to serve the humanity. They've got that for this reason, because they've done this themselves, they've served themselves, they've assisted themselves. Allah Ta'ala has put that passion within them. Not just a poor person. It's been stated, rich or poor, there's no differentiation. I've got nothing. You should have a heart. You should have the open heart, big heart. If you're eating in one plate, don't look, oh, it's just a small amount of food. How will I spread this out and distribute it? As a Fadhal Ali Quraysham, another example I'll present to you about his khanka. Because this is our family, spiritual family. He's our grandfather, Sheikh. As a Ghulami Qadr, my Sheikh, rahmatullahi, he told us this. You know, in a khanka, that somebody leaves a gift that this is for this person. So in the desert environment, some people leave wheat or corn. So there's a little bit of corn, a little bit of wheat, not much. And Hazrat Sahab said that there were 60 people present there at that time. Hazrat Sahab told me this. And it was a morning time, and somebody came and left this wheat in the morning. The Hazrat, this is some wheat. This will be useful for the food for the devotees. So Hazrat, he left that there, the food. And Hazrat said after Isha, that this wheat, start putting in the room. Move it from, there were 60 men, 60 devotees, just only a few pieces of grain, wheat. And they said, we started to pick it up, and we were picking up, moving it. It wasn't finishing. From Ishraq till Dhuhr, it was a hot days. Imagine the hours between Ishraq, Shuruk and Dhuhr, 5-6 hours definitely for sure, from Ishraq until Dhuhr. And they said that was still that same amount of the corn. They said it didn't finish. Then they said, we prayed Dhuhr. Then we started again, picking up the corn, putting up, picking up the piles, moving. And Asr time came. From Asr time finished as well. Maghrib time came. We continued. And then, Allahu Akbar, we put our hands together. And the murids, Hazrat Samurid, they said, please, for the sake of Allah, ask Hazrat that your khidmat-e khalq has been demonstrated. Please have mercy. And then Hazrat, they went and sought permission. Hazrat Sahib smiled and said, okay. And then the next time they turned and went back, the corn had finished, the wheat had finished. So has the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that one date, if you have, then even that you should split in half to give to someone else. Because Allah will put so much barakah inside it, blessings, that date will fill you, give you satisfaction and satisfy the person. And the person who doesn't give, that, what will I have left to myself? I won't have enough for myself. Let me save for myself. That person will never be able to serve the makhluk, the creation. If he can't serve the creation, he can never become the muttaqi. He cannot be a muttaqi ever. that all the qualities of taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put and inserted into the fast. And the person who does not develop those qualities within him through fasting, that are present in fasting, the question doesn't arise that he'll become a muttaqi, that person. With the caution and care, we need to observe the fast. We need to sift through all the actions, understand what is the objective of fasting, what's the meaning of fasting, what's the message of fasting, what do we attain through fasting. Not that we just keep the fast in the morning, in the evening we do dua and our duas will be accepted. That's it, and my fast is accepted, we're forgiven. This is just a very great day, a great action. The fast teaches us a great message. All of the levels of paradise are acquired. Great awliya Allah, friends of Allah, were made due to the fast. Kutubs, abdals, the thieves and bandits through the fast, they become kutubs and abdals. Allah has put all of the qualities into this action of the fast. Not some minor action. 30 days Allah has given to us in this month. Such a great mercy of Allah that He's given us Ramadan. We are present in Ramadan and we're keeping the fast. But we are keeping the fast, but we don't understand what is Ramadan, what is the fast. So, in the month of fasting, totally, completely, this message is being given. The Prophet physically demonstrated that help to break the fast of the fasting person, the sign. Clearly, we've been shown the example physically by the Prophet ﷺ. He showed this, he highlighted this, that this is the meaning, the objective of fasting, that you should worry about people, you should go towards their khidmat, care about them, have regard for them. This doesn't just mean that you give food to break the fast. No, the fast will develop this habit within you, you'll have this passion. That when you develop this fast during fasting, the rest of your life, you will pass your life like this, the subhanAllah. You will care about the poor people and the care about the destitute, those who are upset and down, and you will help them, assist them, give them food. You will take from your food, man, you will take from your own stomach and give to them. And I can give you examples. If we had time, I'd give you more examples. Look, the Holy Prophet, some example I presented to you, the Holy Allah example I presented to you. So the fast is for this purpose. That we should have the passion to serve others, to assist others. We should have that yearning to serve others. Not just that we can just, during fasting, break somebody's fast and you get the thawab. No, this is the thawab that's been explained, that this is the great reward to assist somebody, to serve somebody. Otherwise, nothing else is lacking. There's no other thing I was lacking. Don't think that I'm poor and I can't help. Because poor people, they asked the question. And they had got the response. They have determination that the date you've got, maybe you just got one date. Maybe in that home, there's not even that one date. So to split that date in half, if you got a bowl of curry and you're sat to eat, maybe in the other house, they don't have that. So that you are rich compared to that person. You're wealthy. That when you give to somebody, never consider and think that my food mat is small, there's not much on there, how will I eat? Close your eyes, say Bismillah, and put into the plate and give to that poor person. Inshallah, your food will be present there, and your food in your own home will not diminish, reduce. This is the promise, this is the example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that there will be nothing, there will be no reduction in that fasting person. He will get the thawab, and you will get the thawab also. Subhanallah, there's nothing reduction in your thawab, and you'll get the thawab for feeding and assisting that person. In other words, you will also get the thawab of that person who you assist to break the fast. So khidman, serving is a great action, and this is the message of Ramadan and the fast, that we should develop that passion to assist and help the creation of Allah, the humanity. Wa akhiru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم زين المزين طه يزين حبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الامي وازواجه امهات المؤمنين وذريته واهل بيته كما صليت على ابراهيم وانك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزهمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا ومننا كل ذلك انما اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار القبر لكن عذاب الحشر لكن عذاب الميدان وادخل الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا من مولا تو اپنے فضل و خاص سے اپنے کرم سے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری حالتوں پہ رحم فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری حالتوں پہ رحم فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم پہ کرم فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم پہ کرم فرما دے یا اللہ اپنا اپنا فضل فرما دے یا مصطفی رب صاحب اپنی رحمتوں کی برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ تو اپنی رحمتوں کے برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ ہماری مشکلاتیں آسان فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے نیکیوں کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ ہمارے لیے عبادات کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ تو اپنے نظر خاص سے ہمیں نواز دے میرے مولا یا اللہ یہ رمضان ہماری زندگی کا بہترین رمضان بنا دے میرے مولا ہر روزے کے بعد ہمیں متقی بنا دے یا اللہ ہر روزے کے بعد ہمیں متقی بنا دے یا اللہ سب صفات آداب یا اللہ وہ تمام چیزیں جو متقی میں موجود ہیں میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و خاص سے ہمیں عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں متقی بنا دے دوزخ کی آگ سے بچا لے یا اللہ جنت ہمارا مقدر بنا دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے آنے والے مراحل جو ہیں یا اللہ اس دنیا سے جانے کے بعد آنے والے مراحل ہم پہ آسان فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارا جان کنی کا وقت آسان فرما دے یا اللہ جان کنی کا وقت آسان فرما دے یا اللہ جب اس دنیا سے جا رہے ہوں میرے مولا فرشتوں کو دیکھ رہے ہوں میرا مولا ہمارے ملائک ملائک ملک الموت ہماری زندگی کو لینے آ رہے ہیں میرے مولا اپنے فضل خاص سے ہماری زبان سے اپنا کلمہ جاری فرما دے کلمہ شہادت جاری فرما دے اس سے زیادہ رحم فرما میرے مولا پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا نورانی چہرہ ہمیں دکھا دے یا اللہ تو کرم فرما دے رحم فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم اتنا پاک اور صاف کر دے یا اللہ گناہوں سے جیسے کہ تو گندے کپڑے کو پاک اور صاف کرتا ہے میرے مولا ہمارے باتیں گے میل و کش سب دور فرما دے یا اللہ جو مصیبتیں جو پریشانی ہیں جو غرور حالات ہیں جو سب کچھ ہے میرے مولا وہ سارے ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہے یا اللہ تو رحم کرنے والا ہے تو کرم کرنے والا ہے تو رازق ہے تو مالک ہے تو سکون دینے والا ہے یا اللہ تیرے نام کے اندر ہی اتنا سکون ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ یہ سب ہنوستیں جو بھی ہمارے گھروں کے اندر ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ یہ سارے لڑائی جھگڑے جتنے بھی ہیں کریم سب ہمارے ہاتھ کی کمائی ہے میرے مولا تو نے قرآن بھی فرمایا کہ میں کسی کے ساتھ ظلم نہیں کرتا تو خود اپنے ساتھ ظلم کرتے ہو اے میرے مولا ہمیں توفیق دے کر نفس کے چنگل سے بچ جائیں شیطان کے جالوں سے نکل آئیں اور گناہوں کو گناہ سمجھنے لگیں اے میرے مولا ایسا ہم احساس پیدا فرما دے یا اللہ وہ نور ہمارے اندر پیدا فرما دے کہ ہم گناہوں کو گناہ سمجھنے لگیں میرے مولا گناہوں سے اتنی نفرت ہو جائے جیسے گندے پخانہ کنویں سے ہوتی ہے میرے مولا اس سے ہم دور بھاگنے لگیں میرے مولا بہت ہی گندی نفرت پیدا فرما دے دور کر دے ہمیں گناہوں سے میرے مولا گناہوں کی حقیقتیں ہمارے سامنے ظاہر کر دیں میرے مولا گناہوں کو ہم گناہ سمجھنے لگیں یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم تو اپنا فضل خاص عطا فرما ہماری باتیں کو مصفر فرما دے دن و رات اپنے ذکر میں مشغول فرما دے اپنی عبادات میں مشغول فرما دے ہماری زبانوں کو ہماری نگاہوں کو ہمارے اعضاء کو جوہروں کو میرے مولا اپنی اطاعت کے تابع کر دے یا کریم اپنی اطاعت کے تابع کر دے یا اللہ ریاؤں کو نکال دے یا اللہ خود غرضیوں کو نکال دے تکبر کو نکال دے ریاکاری کو نکال دے ریاکاری سب سے بڑا جرم ہے میرے مولا جو ہماری ساری نیکیوں کو کھا جاتا ہے میرے مولا خود اپنی تعریفوں سے ہمیں بچا لے میرے مولا یا اللہ خود اپنی تعریفوں سے ہمیں بچا لے خود بینی سے ہمیں بچا لے خود کو بزرگ سمجھنے سے ہمیں بچا لے ہمیں اپنے گناہ نظر آئے اور تیری رحمت نظر آئے میرے مولا اپنے گناہ نظر آئے اور تیری رحمت نظر آئے یا کریم کوئی بزرگی کوئی چیز جو اندر نظر آئے میرے مولا وہ سب دھوکہ ہے استدراج ہے میرے مولا سب تیرے کرم سے فیصلے ہیں تیرے فضل کے فیصلے ہیں وہاں جو فیصلے ہوں گے سب تیرے ہی کرم سے ہوں گے یا اللہ تیرے ہی کرم سے ہوں گے نہ کوئی کم عمل کام آئے گا نہ کوئی ہماری عبادات کام آئیں گی بس تیرا نظر کرم اور تیرا فضل کام آئے گا میرے مولا یا کریم یا کریم جیسے ستاری تم نے دنیا میں کی میرے مولا آخرت میں بھی ہماری ستاری کا پردہ ہم پہ ڈال دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما ایسی شفا عطا فرما کہ وہ معجزہ بن جائے میرے مولا یا اللہ مذالک اللہ بھی عزیز تیرے لیے کوئی چیز بھی ممکن نہیں میرے مولا ہمارا بیمار رات کو اٹھے تو صبح اٹھے تو میرے مولا شفا اس کے سامنے ہو اور سچی اور دینی زندگی گزارے میرے مولا یا اللہ برہیم سے کسی صاحب نے اپنی صحت کے لیے کہا ہے ان سے ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے وہ کافی بیمار ہیں ان کے الحاکین نے آپ سے عرض کیا ہے کہ ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اسی طرح حضرات جو بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے بھی شفا کی دعا فرمائے
اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل خاص سے جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی تو قبول فرما اور اپنی بارگاہ کے اندر قبول فرما کے شرف قبولیت بخش دے میرے مولا. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی نور عرش ہی زینت فرش ہی وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین.